saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. Then they suddenly appeared before me.
Hello there, hello there. Welcome to a Nick Note audio file. And this one is about the blue moon, once in a blue moon. And the blue moon we're experiencing is one of the Chinese recovery myth driving oil prices. The way the story goes, well, China's been in a recession, but it's over. China's recovering and China demand is going to increase. And they're going to demand the oil. They're going to suck the 5 million extra capacity of oil out of the market. Pig's ass. This is just another example of algo, high-frequency trading on their automatic news scanning, artificial intelligence. China is not in recovery. In fact, China's in a freaking crisis. The Chinese economy is an export economy. They don't have a consumer-driven economy because the consumers are prisoners, and they're scared of the Chinese economy, and they don't spend the money because they don't know when they're going to get lost or purged or jurred or killed with a virus. So you need to understand what's going on here. Now, we've got some interesting economic information, and the latest one is the fact that, guess what, China manufacturers are continuing to cut prices to try to support sales, and the Chinese ding-dong-wang, their currency, is plunging in value. And it's had its longest deflationary streak since 1999. My friends, that is not a recovering kind economy. In fact, we got another economic report, the Chinese factory activity growth, and it shows no growth. Now, let me tell you why. It's an export economy. Okay, keep your mind on that thought. The export economy is getting swamped as India moves into an export economy. Vietnam moves into an export economy, Latin America moves an export economy, India moves an export economy, and if you export shit, you got to have somebody to buy it. Now, you got a 6% unemployment rate in Germany. They run a 1 or 2% employment rate. Their economy's crashing. They're going into recession. The euro is now 3-year lows, trading at 103 to the dollar, reflecting the fact that Europe is sucking shit. Why? Well, when you shut down your nuclear reactors and you don't put any oil wells in and you shut down your gas wells and you rely upon greeny, weeny, bullshit sunshine in the land of clouds and wind farms where the wind don't blow in the wintertime, you got a friggin' problem. And the problem in Europe is that their fuel cost has gone from $4 to $15. And guess what? The pipeline that supplied the natural gas through Ukraine is now shut down. What's happening? Well, guess what? The world's burning more coal than ever before. Okay. Okay. What, Greenie? Tell me how that thing worked. I don't know. I want my mommy. I want my daddy. Now, Thornburg, calm down, honey, okay? Don't give me... I don't want to live anymore. There, we're going to die of climate change. Ah! So, anyway, the climate hysteria people just don't acknowledge the fact that they fucked up. Their policies were wrong. The theory was that if you build it, they will buy it. Well, you build electric cars, people don't want it because the damn things don't work. I believe I got them. Batteries go bad in 3-4 years unless you know how to fix them, which I do. But the average guy is not going to go in there and rebalance those lithium cells and take out the packs one by one and make sure they're all the same voltage. I guarantee you they can't do it. And the car manufacturers aren't going to tell you how to repair lithium batteries. They want to sell you a new one for $40,000. And the fact of the matter is they last 3 years if you drive a car like a human being. And as far as the charge station goes, well, when you can find them and get lined up, it's like, you know, do a trip. You're going to have 4 stops at the lithium battery charging station. Who needs it? Not working. So reality is catching up with the fantasy, and that is the fact that there's an energy crisis. Too much energy in the wrong places. Too many wind farms that don't make wind. Too many solar farms that don't make solar. And reality is that you're burning coal because it's the cheapest alternative. And that means that if we didn't have 5 million barrels of oil being held off the market a day by both restrictions and by OPEC, you'd have $30 barrel oil right now. And oil consumption is not increasing, it's leveling off. Oil production is increasing. The United States is drill, baby, drill, predicted to come up with 100,000 barrels a month in the new internet paradigm of drill, baby, drill. And oil consumption is dropping as the market is referring to natural. But it was another situation. You've got the Star of Siberia. That's one of the world's biggest pipelines that provides natural gas to China. Now, natural gas comes out of Russia, which has so much of it's choking on it. Now you've cut off the flow of natural gas to Europe. Listen to this. That's the bogus bullshit. The reality is, no. You cut off the supply of natural gas from Russia to Europe by cheap, energy-efficient pipelines. But guess what? Russia's delivering more liquefied natural gas to Europe than ever before. There's no restrictions on gas exports from Russia. So Russia now, instead of selling it to you at 4, is selling it to you at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. But the problem is that they're in fierce competition because China doesn't want to buy expensive crude oil. They want the natural gas by pipe is the cheapest fossil fuel delivery system known to mankind. It's efficient, it's cheap, it's there on time, it's non-polluting, it's the solution. So reality is that the Chinese economy is sucking shut, demand's not going to increase. Europe's sucking shut, demand is decreasing. America is basically hopping along at a pretty even keel, but as far as a big dividend, any increased oil demand in the United States can easily be met as the fraction of. Did I tell you about the locked oil in Canada? The vast amounts of the oil sands they have there is not being able to ship the oil to the United States because Biden would not allow the flow of the pipeline that's in place to send what is heavy crude, which the northern United States Midwestern refineries need. One click of the switch, one valve opening, and one executive order from Trump solves that problem come January 20th. So what's happening is oil suppliers are about to zoom. The guys know that. So the bums of Russia, they want to give you this bullshit about, whoa, I don't know, China demand, we're not going to have any oil, $80, okay? It's complete bullshit. Now, they're running up oil nicely, and I will cover that in greater detail when I do a black mass market update a little bit later in the day. I want to get a little deeper into the market. Give me a couple, 3 hours to see how the market's reacting. And at that time, I'll give you some average points, peaks, and what I expect of this thing. But suffice it to say, reality is that global oil demand is being outstripped by global oil supply. 2 million barrels a day of oil restricted by regulations that are about to be lifted. Add the 3 million that OPEC is holding off the market. That's 5 million barrels a day. And that's all that's keeping this market there. Even that will not be enough because demand is going to falter. China's not trying to increase its oil demand. It's trying to get itself out of a major recession. Think 2007 real estate crisis, and that's what you got in China. They don't have the tools. They don't have the reserves. They don't have the backup. They don't have the cushion. They're massively in debt. China is a big aw shit. Europe, because of stupid energy policy that's shutting down their economy. Remember, when you're talking Europe, what do you got there? You got Airbus, government-controlled and subsidized, and you got the German manufacturing automobile economy. That's it. That's all you're talking about, okay, other than cold vegetable soup. So the reality is that Germany's telling you they're in trouble. The energy cost of natural gas is killing them. 30% of energy consumption in Europe is by natural gas. Now, it used to be a little more, but coal's taking over. Coal. Coal's not oil. So every bag of coal replaces oil. Every cubic foot of natural gas replaces oil. So what you've got is the world moving in a direction of consuming less oil, producing more, and guess what? Hello, it's called lower price.
saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. The moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me say a prayer for.